The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 18, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 6th, 2010, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 18.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Guru nasasyat svajano nasasyat.
Pita nasasyat janani nasasyat.
Daivang natatsyan napatishcha sasyan.
Namocha yad yasamupetya mrityum.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Purport. There are many spiritual masters. Baba Shabadev advises that one should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciple from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. Chaktvadehang punarjanma naiti mameti sorajana. One can stop birth and death only by returning home, back to Godhead. However, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord in truth? Janma karma chamedevyam evang yobati tatvataha. We have many instances in history illustrating Rishabhadev's instructions. Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj due to his inability to save Bali Maharaj from the path of repeated birth and death. Shukracharya was not a pure devotee. He was more or less inclined to fruitive activity, and he objected when Bali Maharaj promised to give everything to Lord Vishnu. Actually, one is supposed to give everything to the Lord because everything belongs to the Lord. Consequently, the Supreme Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yat koroshi yajjahas asnasi yajjohosi dadasi yat tapasyasi kunteya tat kudushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. This is bhakti. Unless one is devoted, he cannot give everything to the Supreme Lord. Unless one can do so, he cannot become a spiritual master, husband, father, or mother. Similarly, the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices gave up their relatives just to satisfy Krishna. This is an example of a wife rejecting a husband who cannot deliver her from the impending dangers of birth and death. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father, and Bharata Maharaj rejected his mother, Janani Nasasyat. The word Daivam indicates a demigod or one who accepts worship from a dependent. Ordinarily, the spiritual master, husband, father, mother, or superior relative accepts worship from an inferior relative, but here Vrishabhadev forbids this. First, the father, spiritual master or husband, must be able to release the dependent from repeated birth and death. If he cannot do this, he plunges himself into the ocean of reproachment for his unlawful activities. Everyone should be very responsible and take charge of his dependents Just as a spiritual master takes charge of his disciple or a father takes charge of his son. All these responsibilities cannot be discharged honestly unless one can save the dependent from repeated birth and death.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha
So there is one qualification. That is pure bhakti. It's described here by Srila Prabhupada. Pure bhakti means you're a pure devotee. Prabhupada states here, quote, unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. So this is the qualification. If you want to be a husband, you have to be a pure devotee. Otherwise, you're not qualified to be a husband. If you want to be a mother, you have to be a pure devotee. Otherwise, you're not qualified to be a mother. Prabhupada said it includes friend also. You cannot be a friend also unless you're the pure devotee. You may say, what do you mean? I can't have any friends unless I'm a pure devotee. The point is, if my heart is not pure, how will I relate with that friend? I will think what I can get out of them for my sense gratification. So one has to be pure. Purity means that everything is for Krishna. That I'm not trying to squeeze some enjoyment out of this relationship for my own sense gratification. That is purity, you see. Nowadays, as Prabhupada points out, there are many spiritual masters. But are they pure devotees? Somebody asked me the other night in Kaunas, and I gave one public lecture. So I said, what do you think about Sai Baba? Well, if someone is not a pure devotee of Krishna, they are not qualified to be a spiritual master. And some may say, well, then Sai Baba, he must be a pure devotee. But the leader of his international organization claims that he is himself Krishna, that Sai Baba is Krishna. Someone may argue, well, Sai Baba doesn't think he's Krishna, just his disciples say that he's Krishna. Sai Baba, someone may argue that Sai Baba doesn't say that he's Krishna, but only his disciples say it. But the fact is, this bona fide spiritual master will never allow his disciples to say that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the proof? Brahmananda, Gargamuni, Subal, and Vishnujan. These four sannyasis were propagating that Prabhupada was God. Prabhupada kicked them out of our society. You know the history of ISKCON? These sannyasis were kicked out of the society by Prabhupada. Because they have, this is, you can read this in the Lilamrita, pre-Prabhupada Lilamrita. These four sannyasis were kicked away. Prabhupada did not reject them. But he did not allow them to visit any ISKCON temples. He wanted to purify them of this offense they had committed by saying that Prabhupada was God. He ordered each of them to open 10 temples. And then they could come back and associate with this guy. So they were all sincere. They just became misguided. That's all. They were sincere devotees. They became a little misguided. That's all. As young, they were young devotees then. They became misguided. So they all sincerely rectified themselves from their mistake, and they were welcomed back by Prabhupada. I was there actually when Prabhupada embraced Vishnujana Swami. So Prabhupada never rejected them. But he kept them away from the other devotees to teach them a lesson. So anyone who claims that their spiritual master is God, you see, the spiritual master will never allow them to do that. So therefore we can understand that Sai Baba is bogus. He allows that to be propagated, that he is God, you see. There's also that hugging guru, that hugging guru. She also, they say that she is Krishna, you see. These are all bogus proposals, you see. These gurus, these people are Krishna. It's nonsense. Anyone who says that they are Krishna or allows their disciples to say that they are Krishna, they are not a pure devotee. They're not qualified to be a spiritual master. The only person qualified to be a spiritual master is that person who says, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And I will teach you how to also become the eternal servant of Krishna, you see. That is the bona fide spiritual master. We have to be very careful. If we take a guru who is not bona fide, then the guru goes to hell and we go to hell also. Before I came to Prabhupada, I had taken one other guru. His name was Maharishi. And he taught one mantra. I had to pay money for the mantra. Diksha fee. You have to pay money. Write your check. Come with your check. Before the diksha, you have to pay for the diksha. Like going to a store and buying something. It cost me 1 month's rent. I paid for my mantra. And after paying the initiation fee, I went for my initiation. One of his disciples did the ceremony in a motel room. Hotel room. So he gave me this mantra. Aing. So I was doing that Aing mantra. They said, you must do it 20 minutes twice a day. Aing. You silently. And whatever you do, don't ever say it to anyone. It is secret mantra. So I was doing my aing. I was like an airplane on the airport trying to take off, see? Taxiing down the runway. Aing. But the airplane never lifted off. I just kept staying on the runway. Aing. You see? There was no liftoff. And Hare Krishna mantra, you start off at the same place, but when you chant, you after a while you feel how I'm lifting off. You become buoyant. You become floating in the spirit, in the mantra. The mantra, actually, you actually begin to feel how you're floating in the mantra after a time. You see? Now you're flying in the spiritual sky. You see, that was my experience. When I first started chanting Hare Krishna, I felt like I was sitting on some kind of magic carpet, you know, just going in other dimensions of consciousness. So these bogus gurus, who are not pure devotees, they're very expert at getting your money. But they don't know. They don't have a clue how to get you, how to take your anxieties out of your heart. The bona fide guru is a thief. He steals all the anxieties out of your heart. He's a master thief. He knows how to enter into your heart and rob all the anxieties, clean all the anxieties out of your heart. That is the bona fide spiritual master. Yes. So we have to be very careful when we take up this process of Krishna consciousness. We want to become self-realized. We must be very careful to find a bona fide spiritual master. What happens if you follow a cheater? What happens? You become cheated. You don't get Krishna. You simply get some nonsense thing. Nonsense philosophy, I am God. There is an authorized system called Vaidhi Bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami. That system we have to follow. You can't jump over Vaidhi Bhakti into Raganuga Bhakti. Just like some devotees think, why all these rules and regulations? I'm just going to be a gopi right now. Why wait? I mean, I just want to be a gopi right now, one of the sakis, Krishna's sakis, right now. Forget getting up early and having Mangal Arti. Forget chanting japa. following strict rules. I just want to be a gopi right now. That's called sahaja philosophy. They want to take it very cheaply. They want to jump over Vaidhi Bhakti and go immediately into Raganuga Bhakti. But Prabhupada warned us there's already enough monkeys in Vrindavan jumping over the branches. Don't try to jump over the head of your guru and become a gopi overnight. You see, the actual pathway to arrive, the desire to become an eternal associate of the Lord is very good. We should have that desire. Yes, I want to revive my relationships and eternal associate of Krishna. It's very good. There's gopis, gopas, cows, calves. The flutes also are living entities in the spiritual world. They're also devotees, the flute. Even the peacock feather that Krishna wears in his hair, that's a living being. It's a devotee. Can you imagine being that devotee who is Krishna's peacock feather? Oh, he's sitting in his hair. You see, that's also a devotee. So it's not that the only way to have fun is to be a gopi. I mean, you know. Just think of it this way: if every devotee was only a gopi, then how could there even be a gopi? And I'll explain. If every devotee in the spiritual world is a gopi, then nobody can be a gopi. You know why? What does gopi mean? A cowherd girl. So if everyone is a gopi, there's no cows. So how you can be a cowherd girl if there's no cows to herd? You see? So who do the gopis herd? Will they herd other gopis or what? They milk other gopis or what? You see? So there has to be cows also. It's not that everyone can be a gopi. There has to be some cows, some bulls. If there's only cows and there's no bulls, then where do you get the calves, you see? Of course, no one takes birth there, but that's another thing. So the point is, don't try to jump to being a gopi or a gopa or anything. Just try to be the humble servant of your spiritual master. That's the point. If you want to revive your eternal relationship as an associate of Krishna, you have to understand the way to do that is by becoming completely dedicated servant of your Guru Maharaj. That's the way to do it. Even if you want to go to Vrindavan Dham in India, you cannot enter there unless you have the mercy of your spiritual master. Your spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham. Without his mercy, you cannot enter Vrindavan. You may say, but come on, I saved up, I got my ticket on an Aeroflot, and I paid the taxi fare. I'm in Vrindavan. But no, you're not in Vrindavan. You're in a shadow of Vrindavan. That's a Maya Vrindavan. If you simply by buying your ticket on Aeroflot and taking the taxi from Delhi Airport, you have not arrived in Vrindavan. No, you have not arrived in Vrindavan. It's simply a Maya Vrindavan. But when you have the blessings of your spiritual master, you have his mercy. You've dedicated your life to your Guru Maharaj. It's his eternal servant. Then you're living in Vrindavan at every minute. You don't even need to get a ticket on Aeroflot. Even here in Kaliningrad, you're living in Vrindavan at every minute. The spiritual master is living in Vrindavan at every minute. So if you, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you're already in Vraj. You're never leaving from Vraj. So just try to understand how the spiritual master is our key to regaining our eternal identity in the spiritual world. Now, once you regain your identity, will you just forget your spiritual master? Oh, now I've attained my sarup. Who needs him? Get lost, Gurudev. Now I can just tell my Guru Maharaj, I don't need you anymore. Now I'm a gopi, I'm a gopa. I don't need you, Guru Maharaj. Will that work? Will Krishna be very happy with you if you have that mood? What does Krishna say in the Adi Purana? Ye me bhakta jana partha, no me bhakta chate janaha. Mad bhakta nancha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta mata mata. You know the verse? Who knows the translation? Any bhakti shastris here? Anyone bhakti shastri degree? I'll give you the translation since we have no bhakti shastris here. Krishna tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana, my dear son of Pritha, the one who is my devotee, no me bhaktas. He's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? You want to revive your identity as an eternal associate of the Lord in his pastimes, his Nitya Lila? Then you better stick tightly to the lotus feet of your spiritual master. If you don't stick tightly to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, what does Krishna say? Get out. You're not my devotee. No, my bhaktas. So one has to be eternally devoted to one's spiritual master. Even when you are resituated in your swarup, you will be eternally dedicated to your spiritual master. You will never just forget him. Oh, I don't need him anymore. Now I'm here. He will never be forgotten. You say, I can never forget Srila Prabhupada. You see, I can never forget Prabhupada. I don't care what I am in the spiritual world. I'll be honest with you. I don't care if I'm a gopi, a gopa, a cow. I don't care if I'm a rock at Bhojan Steli. I don't care. My only desire in the spiritual world is I will never forget that I'm the eternal servant of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. That's my only desire. So that identity I have as a servant of my, the servant, disciple of my spiritual master, it's the only identity I need. I do not need to jump to thinking I'm a gopi, a gopa, or this or that. I don't need to jump to that. Within my service to my spiritual master, though, that identity will manifest in due course of time. I remain the eternal servant of my spiritual master, even after liberation. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. You are recognized.
Вы приняты первые.
Вопрос такой.
Могут ли быть духовные учителя истинными в других религиозных традициях, если они повторяют не имя Кришны, а, допустим, какое-то другое имя, имя Бога, Аллах, Иегова там, и так далее? Считается ли это квалификацией?
Can it be that another spiritual tradition, spiritual leaders can be bona fide?
Yes, of course. Anyone who is teaching pure love of God, like Lord Jesus, he is a bona fide guru.
Да, конечно, каждый, кто, например, Иисус Христос, он был истинным гуру, то есть в других традициях тоже могут быть истинным гуру. Тот, кто учит любви к Богу, он является истинным гуру.
We don't say you have to be a Hare Krishna devotee to go back to Godhead. We never say. But the spiritual master has to be bona fide. He teaches you that you are God. He's a rascal. He must teach you that he must himself be a pure devotee of the Lord. And he must teach you to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Completely free from sense gratification. Understand? Yeah. Next question. Yeah.
На какой стадии ученик начинает слушать свое сердце, то есть Кришну или Гуру в своем сердце, и тогда он не делает ошибок?
At what stage disciple start to hear in the heart the instruction of spiritual master? And
at what stage can he hear the guru's instruction from within the heart?
Yeah, and
yes.
And overcome some mistakes in the past.
Well, the answer to the first part of the question is, Prabhupada said, when your heart is pure, then you can hear your spiritual master from instructing you from within. When your heart is pure.
То есть на первую часть вопроса я отвечу, что Шрила Прабхупада говорил, что когда сердце ученика чисто, то он может слышать сердце наставления своего учителя.
And at that stage of purity, then you'll become free from all mistakes.
И эта чистота означает, что вы освобождаетесь от всех ошибок.
Mistakes are the symptoms of one who is conditioned soul.
Ошибки – это признак обусловленной души.
One who is completely pure, he doesn't make any mistakes.
Кто полностью чист, он не совершает ошибок.
Everything he does is perfect.
Все, что он делает, это совершенно.
Next question.
Следующий вопрос.
Можно неофитский вопрос?
Бхакти Лата Деви Даси.
А что значит выражение быть ниже соломы и терпеливее дерева? Каждый человек требует к себе уважения, почета. И вот почему Махарадж Парикшит, он был разгневан, когда вот его мудрец не встретил.
Не хватает на лексического лексикона. Лексического
лексикона. She asks, why is it said that person should be lower than the tree and more tolerant, lower than a grass and more tolerant than the tree? And she asks about the story about Maharaj Parikshit and
что конкретно? Когда он пришел к мудрецу и разнял, что он сделал в медитации. Кто он змею ему повесил.
She asks why Maharaj why was Maharaj Parikshit angry? Was angry when there was the story with the snake.
Yes. Actually, Maharaj Parikshit is Rajarshi. He was completely, he would never become angry about such a thing. The sage didn't commit any offense either. He was in, he was totally in meditation. He didn't even know Maharaj Parikshit was there.
Совершил какое-то оскорбление. Он даже не знал, что Махарадж Парикшит там, он был полностью погружен в медитацию.
So it seems very strange. I mean, why would he get angry? I mean, there was two reasons why you shouldn't have gotten angry. One was, it's not his nature, he's a great saint. He's tolerant of all offenses. And the second point was, the sage didn't even know he was there, so it was not even an offense. So then why did it happen? Why did he get angry and give him a snake garland? He should have given a flower garland to the sage. But he garlanded him with a dead snake. It's a very offensive thing, very rude thing. If you garlanded me with a snake, I wouldn't be very happy. What are these devotees that give me a dead snake instead of a flower garland? So why did he do such a thing? That was an arrangement of Krishna so that the Srimad Bhagavatam can be spoken. That's why. Krishna made that arrangement through the Yoga Maya. So the whole Bhagavatam can be spoken very nicely. It's not that Parikshit Maharaj fell down. It was a special arrangement of Krishna so Bhagavatam could be spoken. That's why it was wrong that the king should be cursed. It was wrong that the Sringi, that little boy Sringi, the son of the Brahmin, he cursed the king. That was completely wrong. Sringi should have never done such a thing. Even if a saint does something that appears wrong, still he should not be cursed. Because he is a saintly person. So it was completely wrong for Sringi to curse the king. That was the downfall of the Brahmin society, that boy did that. Before that, the Brahmins were very, very pure. That was the beginning of the end for the Brahmin class. But now we are trying to save the Brahmin class by this Krishna consciousness movement. Make them the real Brahmins. Bring the real Brahmins back, you see. Shamadamastapa shocham chantirarjavam evicha gyanam viganamastakyam bhamakarma svavavajam. Peacefulness. Self-control, austerity,
аскетизм,
cleanliness,
чистота,
tolerance,
терпение,
knowledge,
знания,
wisdom,
мудрость,
honesty,
честность,
and religiousness.
И религиозность.
These are the qualities of Brahmins.
Таковы качества Брахмана.
So now we are trying to bring back these qualities in the human society by creating a class of Brahmins. It's like we give second initiation, you see. When the devotee can show that he's very serious, he's chanting rounds nicely and seriously following this process, then we award him with second initiation. To recognize, yes, you have proven now, you've taken your initiation, you've proven that you're steady in your vows, all right, now we give you status, you're a Brahmin.
Серьезно повторяют свои круги, следуют всем предписаниям, и это позволяет им быть квалифицированным на то, чтобы духовный учитель дал им второе посвящение, дал вторую инициацию.
Questions more?
По тексту здесь упоминался Дру Махарадж, что он отверг Шукрачарью своего духовного учителя. Бхай Махараш отверг Шукрачарью. И прежде чем он отверг его, он говорит, что он получил милость Шукрачарья, и он стал самым могущественным во Вселенной. То есть даже с ним силы Индры. А?
Длинный вопрос, короче.
Ну, это просто смысл там, не знаю,
скажу. Вопрос, да?
Вопрос, как можно... То есть Шукрачарья был нечистый преданный, но такое могущество смог получить Бхай Махараш, поклоняясь ему, что он стал самым могущественным во Вселенной.
Thank you.
То есть он стал самым могучим, поклоняясь Брахме, который не имел там, не был чистым преданным.
How Bali Maharaj becomes so powerful?
Bali Maharaj.
By serving Shukracharya, because Shukracharya was not pure devotee.
There are material powers that you can develop.
Существует материальная сила, материальное могущество, которое вы можете развить.
That's a fact. Like the yogis, without being devotees even, they can develop all kinds of mystic powers.
Как, например, йоги, не будучи преданными, они могут развить все возможные мистические силы.
But what good are those powers?
Но что это за сила?
What good are those powers if they cannot save you at the time of death?
Каким является гуру этих сил, если он не может освободить?
Even in the material world, people become very powerful, very famous, very rich.
Даже в этом материальном мире мы можем стать очень могущественными, очень.
By pious activities. It's like the Beatles, they're so famous. They, that means in their previous life they did very, they were very pious men. Prabhupada said George Harrison was a pious Hindu gentleman in his previous life. So by piety and by tapa, one can gain a very powerful position in this material world. But without Krishna Bhakti, it is useless. Simply useless. What good is it to be the most powerful, wealthy, famous person when you have to die like a dog in the gutter? You will die just like a dog dies, you will also die. What is the use of your power, fame, and wealth? See, but devotee, he is in the best position. He is better situated than any powerful materialistic person. Do you understand? So now become the devotee, pure devotee. Qualify yourself for going back to Godhead. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. To train you to do that. Next question.
Можно спросить из любопытства. Выполнив миссию, Иисус Христос, чистый преданный, вернулся в Индию и оставил тело в Кашмире. Правда ли это?
He want to know, does it truth that Jesus Christ, after finishing his mission, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He returns to India.
Yeah.
And left his body in Kashmir.
Does it truth? There's many reports indicating that, yes. Okay.
Есть очень много свидетельств, которые указывают на это. Да.
There's a tomb of Lord Jesus in Kashmir, that's a bit. Samadhi. Yeah, there are many reports like that, yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
Dear Guru Maharaj, how to build Krishna's temple in the heart?
Yes. If you want to make a temple of Krishna within your heart,
если вы хотите построить храм Кришны в своем сердце,
then you have to invite the spiritual master into your heart.
Тогда вам необходимо пригласить в свое сердце духовного учителя.
Because unless Guru Maharaj is in your heart, Krishna will never come. So the first thing is, Rupa Goswami says the most important principle is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And the second point is to take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. The third point is to obey his orders. Now, if you do those three things very nicely, then Krishna, then the temple of Krishna will automatically become situated in your heart.
Кришна автоматически будет устроиться в вашем сердце.
Shelter of Guru.
Прибежище у Гуру.
Initiation from Guru.
Инициация Гуру вторая.
And follow the orders of Guru. Those three things, then your Krishna temple will immediately come to your heart. So now you do that. Next question.
Почему прибежище надо принимать у лотосных стоп, а не там каких-то других ушей, там глаз, я не знаю.
Usually it is said that we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of pure devotee. Pure devotee takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Why it is said that we have to take shelter to the lotus feet. Not
yes, why can't we just say take shelter of Guru? Why? In other words, sometimes we say take shelter of Guru, sometimes we say take shelter of lotus feet. Why lotus feet? Is that your question?
Yeah, why yeah. Lotus feet?
Well, what does lotus feet mean?
Lotus
it means you're bowing down. Not that I simply come as the Guru is my buddy, he's my pal. Equal level. Friends. I'll just make friendship with the Guru. We'll be friends. Now, feet means you're the servant. And he is your master. That is why it said feet. When you approach the feet, man, you're bowing down at the spiritual master's feet. That means you're a servant, not that you're an equal level of friend with him. Of course, the Guru is your best friend, there's no doubt. He is your best friend. Who can be a better friend than the spiritual master for you? He's your best friend. Because he always wants the best for you. He never wants to cheat you or exploit you in any way. He's always thinking, such a nice, sincere person. This person should not be rotting in this material existence. Let me help this person get out of the cycle of birth and death, you see. So who can be a better friend than the spiritual master? You see. But the relationship you have with him is not as equals, but you are subordinate to him. Trust what Krishna wants to see. He doesn't say the one who is the friend of my devotee is my devotee. He doesn't say the one who is the friend of my devotee is my devotee. I'm friends with the spiritual master. Now Krishna says the one who is the devotee of my devotee. He is my devotee. So if you want to be a devotee, that means you must approach through the feet. Not as an equal level. So now do you understand what is the meaning of Guru's lotus feet? So now you do that. You approach through the feet. Not that I'm friends with the Guru. Now you make yourself the humble servant of the spiritual master. By approaching through the feet. Sri Guru Charana Pada. Shri Guru Charana Padma. Yeah, that's right. So you approach through the feet. That is your duty now. If you want to achieve the supreme perfection, you approach through the feet of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And then Krishna will be there waiting for you. For millions of lifetimes, he's been waiting. When would this soul come back to me? He's been sitting in your heart as a super soul, accompanying you. When will this soul come back? When will this soul come back? Waiting, waiting, waiting. So if you can understand the great blessing you have received by this Krishna consciousness opportunity, by approaching through the lotus feet of the spiritual master, then you revive your eternal identity in Krishna's pastime. You'll enter a world where there's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no people who harass you, no danger, no taxes, no cold winters, simply a paradise, Goloka Vrindavan. Wouldn't you like to live in a paradise where there's beautiful fruits and flowers everywhere? Oh, festivals going on all the time, big festivals, and wonderful everything, wonderful atmosphere. Wouldn't you like to live there? Well, the key is, Yes, so the key is the lotus feet of the spiritual master. If you will grab the lotus feet of the spiritual master, and you'll hold on tight, and you never let go, then you will find that you wake up in that world, in Goloka Vrindavan. You simply have to grab the lotus feet of Guru and never let go. Hold on tight forever. Never let go. There's no place like home. And that home is Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, now you know what you have to do. So now you kindly do that. Okay, next question. Next question.
В Бхагавад-гите говорится, что преданное служение само по себе приносит радость экстатичную. А почему бывает так, что преданные не чувствуют эту радость, совершая преданное служение, и даже бывают разочарованы в какой-то момент?
In Bhagavad Gita, it said that devotional service is joyful.
That devotional service is joyful.
No, but sometimes it is not joyful.
It is always joyful. But sometimes we are not in the mood of devotional service. The service is always joyful. But our consciousness is not in the devotional mood sometimes. In other words, if you're in the enjoying mood, sometimes you will enjoy it and sometimes you won't. But if you're always in the service mood, you will always enjoy. So if I'm not feeling happy in my service, it means I'm trying to be the enjoyer. You see, the gopis, no one enjoys more than the gopis. But they are not in an enjoying mood. What is the proof? One day, Krishna had a very bad headache. So he told his servant, "You bring the dust from the feet of my devotees, I will cure my headache." So the servant, he went looking for some devotees who would give their foot dust. And the first persons he encountered were some smarta brahmins. And he said, "Can you give your foot dust for Krishna's headache? It will cure his headache." They said, "Are you crazy? If our foot dust goes on Krishna's head, we will go to hell." We would never dream of giving our foot dust for Krishna. So the messenger, he went down the road looking for someone else. And he came to the gopi girls of Vrindavan. And he said, "Can you give the foot dust, your foot dust to cure Krishna's headache?"
Сказал, "Слушайте, если вы дадите пульс со своих стоп,
And they said immediately, yes, immediately, they say, immediately you're giving them the...
Они даже не раздумывая сказали: "Да, конечно, с удовольствием мы сразу дадим пульс, чтобы Кришна голова прошла".
The messenger was amazed.
И этот посланник, слуга, он был поражен.
Aren't you afraid of going to hell?
Что, даже не беспокойтесь, что...
He said, "No, we don't mind going to hell. We just want Krishna's headache to become cured". So that is the mood of the gopis. Even if your devotional service is hell, even if you feel like you're in hell by doing that devotional service, that's all right. As long as Krishna is pleased. As soon as you have that mood of not trying to enjoy the service for yourself, but try to give Guru and Krishna the pleasure of your service, then you will taste unlimited happiness.
Удовлетворить Гуру Кришну, до тех пор вы будете всегда получать безграничное блаженство в своем служении.
24 hours a day. So you just try to please Guru and Krishna by your service, that's all. And then you'll be the happiest woman in the whole world. You can do devotional service 24 hours a day and always have a big smile on your face. Your heart will be smiling. Just always think, how can I please Guru and Krishna by this service? Even if you hate the service. Just like my godbrother, when he joined the temple, they said, okay, your service is to clean the toilet. Now, but any person think, oh wow, I get to clean the toilet, the stool and the urine. What a wonderful service. Hari Bol. Would anybody think that way? Clean the toilet. Stinky, nasty, dirty thing, and I have to get in there every day and touch it. Ooh. You see, normally you would think that way. But this devotee, he took that service. He said, I'm going to do a first-class job for Prabhupada. I'm going to make that toilet so clean, you see. And that was, that devotee was in ecstasy cleaning the toilet every day. He was in ecstasy. So you simply have to be in the mood of trying to please your spiritual master in Krishna. And then you'll always be enlivened. You'll always be tasting that nectar at every minute. What is it called? Bhakti Ras. You'll always be tasting that Bhakti Ras. So, looks like our time is just about up now.
Вдохновите на марафон новогодний. Как обстоят дела в Искон с книгами, печатанием, распространением? Два слова. Hare Krishna.
Soon will be start Prabhupada marathon. Can you tell something about book printing and distribution?
Some people say, well, Radhakunda is the place where the highest ecstasy. That's stated. It's the highest place is Radhakunda. It's described as being even more elevated in the spiritual world. That's the highest, most intimate place in all of the whole existence is Radhakunda. So you can think, well, if Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati at Radhakunda, that must be the most intimate, and he received an instruction at Radhakunda, that must be the most intimate, high-level instruction that you could ever receive.
Поэтому Шрила Прабхупада, он понял, что когда Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати давал ему наставление у Радхакунды,
So, what was the order that Srila Prabhupada received at Radhakunda from his spiritual master? Does anybody know that very high level order he received at Radhakunda? If you ever get money, print books. That was the order Prabhupada received at Radhakunda from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. If you ever get money, print books. So if you want to live in that sublime Radhakunda atmosphere at every minute, print books and distribute books. And then you'll always be at Radhakunda bathing in the nectarian mercy of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Prabhupada told us, distribute book, greater madanga. Every devotee should try to do something wonderful on book distribution. Try to set a new record in book distribution. Try to break the previous record for the most books distributed. The more you can flood this oblast with Prabhupada's books, the more the whole atmosphere will change. If we distribute enough books, the slaughterhouses will close. The abortion clinics will close. The liquor shops will close. The cigarette industry will die. The more you distribute books, the more this world will be transformed. Actually, it was by preaching that the USSR was defeated. The powerful Soviet Union was dismantled because of the devoted Russian devotees were so determined to be Krishna conscious. So we know the Russian devotees are very, very powerful devotees. They defeated the USSR. But we still have much work lying ahead. Now we have to close the slaughterhouses and the abortion clinics. There's only one way to do that. Every man and woman in this country must have one, at least one of Prabhupada's books. So until everybody has at least one of Srila Prabhupada's books, there's no time to relax. Therefore, distribute book. Okay, so now we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan Maharaj ki jai.